Hello, Podlers. Coming up, another abomination courtesy of AI. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Here we go. A little bit of sauce whispering early doors. This is your opportunity to own one of the hottest sauces on the market. Literally, it's Matt Sauce Clough. Or Fountain of Youth, which is a sweet barbecue sauce created by yours truly. Now, to win one, all you need to do is listen to a clip from yesterday's show. Unfortunately, a giant splodge of sauce has landed all over a key part of the clip. Identify what's been splodged and you can win yourself a bottle of sauce. There's only one up for grabs, but the choice is yours. Now, this snippet comes from yesterday's show where Matt Dyson bought us an unconventional superhero in the social ammunition. Listen carefully.
Have you seen Cheese Man?
I've not seen Cheese.
He has become a phenomenon in the States. This is what it sounded like as the stunt was going down.
So,
I need to grow up.
Yeah, we all do in a way. What was the crowd chanting? Is it A, eat those crackers, or B, eat those balls?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome to the show, Ben in Billingshurst. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Ben is a lab technician. He enjoys the main station the most across the entire network. He just likes us to mix it up for him music-wise. Ben, let's get down to business. Were you listening to the show yesterday? Did you hear the social ammo?
I did hear the social
ammo. Okay. So what were the crowd chanting when it comes to our favourite unconventional superhero? Was it eat those crackers or eat those balls?
Eat those balls.
Let's see if you're right.
Eat those balls.
Yes. For those who may not know, Matt, could you just give us a very brief top line
on
it?
He was just eating loads of cheese balls in New York, yeah, in an orange balaclava.
I asked for a top line, and that's exactly what the man delivered. Thank you. So, Ben, now is the big, big question.
Yes, sir.
Bear in mind, it is currently 5-1 in favour of our dear listeners choosing Matt Sauce Clough over my sauce Fountain of Youth. Oh, that doesn't bode well, does it?
Good
that does not
as
far
as
bode
as far as bodes go, that was a bad one.
Very bad boding. That was a pity pity noise, wasn't it, really?
I've never teched in a lab, but I sense this isn't going to go well for me. Mm. Ben, would you like to have a bottle of Clough or a bottle of Fountain of Youth?
Well, I do like a bit of spice myself, so I'm sorry, Dave, but it's going to be a bottle of Clough.
Bottle of Clough, which means it's 6-1 to Matt Dyson. Oh. I can't believe it. Ben, great having you on the show. Lovely having you tuned in on the main station. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Cheers, Ben. Take care now. So, there will be one final chance of your week to win a bottle of either Clough or Fountain of Youth, should anyone want one of those, tomorrow morning around this time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
But right now, Matt Dyson, what's going on out there?
Well, we've had the Platy Jubes, we've had the Cosy Lives. Now we have a great new addition to the language of the UK, which I'm sure you're going to love, Dave.
You know me, I love these things.
A journalist called John Sturgis has tweeted, news from a senior Whitehall civil service source, if I can get the words out. The general election is now being routinely referred to as the Jenny Leck.
That's the most disgusting one yet.
It's time they get worse.
They get worse.
Have you heard that, Anna, in your circles? Yeah.
I haven't. I also enjoyed a tweet that I saw from the political editor of Huffington Post UK, who said, "Be glad it's not voting with vote face."
That's true. Yeah, it's coming, isn't it? It's inevitable. The Jenny Leck. Just announce the date for the Jenny Leck. Horrible stuff. And then we return to the TikTok top tens, Dave.
Oh, take us to safer ground.
We haven't come off for a while. We started off mocking them, then we grew to love them, and then they sort of ran out of stuff to talk about, right? Yeah. But what they've done, because there's all these accounts that need to keep the hits coming.
Keep reinventing yourself, guys.
So they've reinvented themselves. So they've got the content that they've ran out of, but now they're sort of remaking it. So someone, Lisa Sweeney, sent me the big Tesco's one, but a disco version the other day. And now a friend of the show, Tom Davies, has shared...
Davies McDayface?
Yeah, Davies McDayface. Dayface, the biggest shopping centres in the UK. They've reworked it. Here are the top three biggest shopping centres in the UK, but it's like an 80s power pop version.
Wow.
If you can imagine.
Here are the top five biggest shopping centres in the UK.
It's like those old radio jingles you love so much.
It is.
Yeah, it's got late 90s department store out there all over, isn't it?
Yeah, so Westfield's number one. I mean, no surprise, is it? But they've used AI to create this magic.
Wow.
I sort of miss the old AI voice guy, you know, to be honest.
There's already elements of AI we're missing.
Bring him back. I'll share the new version. You'll be singing along with it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets is back, and it means every single weekday on The Breakfast Show and on Home Time 2, we're giving away tickets to the best live music event of the summer. This week here on Breakfast, we are focused on the Foo Fighters. This morning we flip from Birmingham to London. Your chance to see them at the London Stadium on the 20th of June. Obviously one of the great live bands. Now we are basing our game around one of their ditties named Everlong. We're going to get two callers on air. Each will be given a member of the team. In play today, myself and Matt Dyson. We will jog on the spot for 10 seconds. Then we will say the word Everlong and we'll hold it for as long as we possibly can. Whoever sustains it the longest will win their listener the tickets. And this morning I am representing Paula. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. I'm a bit chesty. I'm just letting you know that right now. But I'm confident I can do it for you. I have won through on this game before. Thanks, Paula. And on line two, well, it is some Matt on Matt action. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dad. Good morning, team.
Hi.
Matthew,
hello.
You have got Matt Dyson for this.
Come on, Matt. We got this.
Okay.
Matthew, this is Paula. Matthew. Paula, this is Matthew.
Hi, Paula. Matthew.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Because Paula likes classic rock and Matthew likes The Main Station, yeah. They just get along so well. And I like to think that's what the Absolute Radio Network does.
Yeah,
it just brings people together.
Yeah,
together. That's right.
Well, putting aside their differences. Yeah, that's lovely.
Okay, the 10-second time. I've got to stand up for this.
Okay, yeah.
Let's move my chair out of the way. You ready, Matty D?
Stretching, yeah.
Okay. Made a lot of noises there. Matthew, that must be filling you full of nerves.
Yeah,
all Matt did was bend slightly forward. Okay, here we go. Our 10 seconds starts now.
Here they go. They're both making good progress, I'd say. Yeah. I think you can both go a bit quicker.
Yeah,
so.
Come on.
Higher knees.
The knees are bent. Come on.
Oh, Matt's doing the proper patting your knees.
Okay,
your
here we go. 3, 2, 1... Everlong.
Come on, Matt.
Come on, Dave.
That's just like disappearing.
Oh,
yes. Oh,
yes,
sorry,
Paula.
Matt.
We've done it. We've done it.
We have
done it, Paula.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You are the winner here. The losers, the rest of the listeners, because the next couple of hours of this show are going to be dreadful, let me tell you. Matthew, great having you on the show. Unlucky this time round. Paula, enjoy the gig. You're in for such a treat. Are you a big Foo Fighters fan?
I know. I need to book some flights.
Yeah, book some flights. Where are you flying from?
Northern Ireland, Belfast.
Oh, nice.
Flying from Belfast to London to see the Foo Fighters. Couldn't be more pleased for you, Paula. Thanks for tuning in on Classic Rock.
Thank you so much.
Cheers,
bye.
Paula. Bye now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. And of course, when those two things come together, it means Cool Badge Day. Yes, have you committed a crime against cool, or did you witness one with your actual face? Either way, I'd like you to share the details right now at 8:12:15. And being, and I'm going to use the word brave enough to have done just that. Joining us on line one is Daisy in Manchester. Good morning, Daisy.
Morning, Dave. Morning.
Oh, Daisy. Hello. Daisy. Oh, I'm the only one who's privy to what's coming up here, Daisy. And you have my deepest sympathies. It was a tragic event. You wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy. So, Daisy, you are a teacher.
Yep.
Are you one of the good teachers like drama or one of the terrible teachers like science?
I'm a drama teacher.
You're a good teacher.
Thank God. Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, why does it always happen to the good guys, right? So it happened at your place of work. It happened at the school you teach at.
Yes.
So tell everybody what happened that fateful afternoon.
I was with a friend, colleague on duty at lunchtime on the AstroTurf, and it was almost the end of lunch and we were getting ready to clear off the kids off the AstroTurf, and a year 11 boy thought he'd have one last almighty kick at the football, and he didn't judge it very well and it hit me straight in the face.
Oh my goodness, mate. Booted in the face by a football by a year 11 boy. And I mean, year 11 is like, some of those guys are playing for England nowadays. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's, you know, they're getting...
Well, Jude Bellingham is in year 5, isn't he?
We saw it just last
night.
He's
got
you know.
Key stage 2 coming in.
What's he going to be, the Euros or sitting at home practising for his GCSEs? That's the dilemma facing Jude. But this doesn't help you right now. This doesn't help you at all.
Yeah.
So it's how you react to this, I imagine, Dave.
Style
this
is, it out.
So you just got to style it out, or you got to, like, I don't know, did you like take it on your chest, Ronaldinho style, then like back heel it, just kick it back to him and go, hey, you watch it, kiddo. And you just walked off into the sunset picking up the cones. What happened, Daisy?
I absolutely wish I had done that. And what actually happened is why I definitely have no cool badge left. Because I burst into tears.
Oh, no. That is exactly what I would have done.
Me too. I don't know what to say.
Crying on the AstroTurf.
I don't know what to say. Crying on the AstroTurf. Isn't that the Smiths?
Yeah,
Daisy.
Oh, no.
You were just acting, though. You were just acting.
It's Stanislavski. Yeah. That's what it is.
That's it. I was just in role.
I mean, honestly, but you see, like, honestly, adult football players. You know, you see them get blasted in the face with the football, and they're all rolling around on the ground. It hurts.
But if you saw a teacher crying as a kid, you would talk of little else for the rest of the term.
Yeah, that's really helpful, Matt, isn't it?
What are you doing, Matt? Goodness me, what? Leading the revolt? This isn't Matilda.
I feel her pain. That's what I mean. It must be hard to get over.
So you are. I don't know why I'm adding to them. You're Miss Brindley, aren't you, Daisy?
I am. Yeah, that is my.
Brindley, who cried on the AstroTurf.
Lost your cool badge, lost the dressing room as well. No respect.
That's respect, cool badge and dressing room all gone. Are you physically damaged, Daisy? I mean, emotionally, clearly you are, and understandably, but, you know, you didn't have, like, a cut nose or a black eye or anything, did you?
Thankfully, no. I did think I was going to get a black eye, but no, I'm all okay. It is definitely just the pride.
Yeah, the pride is damaged. Look, if it makes you feel any better, and I'm only going to tell this story because you were brave enough to share yours. I was once walking along the street near Rita Ora's dad's pub. That's how I choose all my geographical locations. Has a member of Rita Ora's family got a pub here? Yeah. No, I saw her on the Louis Theroux thing. I went, oh, that's that pub next to that school. And then it all came
came flooding back to me. The kids, again, about year 11, had kicked the ball over the fence. And the first thing I tried to do was, like, chip it back over the fence. I know. I know. What was the and it didn't go over.
No, it didn't.
And I had three or four goes. And the third go, it hit the fence and it rolled under a car. So, like, and then there was just all these kids just stood there going, come on, mate. I think one of them said, I'll have to finish school soon if you don't hurry up. So I went under the car and I fished out the ball. And then I had to, like, do an underarm throw. So, we've been there, Daisy.
That's so cruel.
We've been there. thank you for handing in the badge, Daisy.
Not a problem.
Did the kid apologise?
Oh, he did. Apparently, he came to find me straight away afterwards. But
that's nice.
But he came the next morning and came to my room and was very apologetic.
Well, that's lovely. Isn't that nice to hear?
Nice way to end the tale.
Daisy, it's been great having you on the show. Obviously, handing in the badge has made you feel a whole lot better by sharing this story.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Of course, Dave. We'll speak to you again real soon. Give it up for Daisy, everybody.
See you later, Miss Crybaby.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
All this week, thanks to Disney Cruise Line, giving you the chance to win the sailing adventure of a lifetime on the Disney Fantasy. It's for you and your loved ones. The Disney Fantasy is coming to us for the very first time. It is setting sail from Southampton next summer. For your chance to win, head to the website right now and tell us why you and the people you love the most deserve to be on this incredible trip. And having done just that, it's Tracy. Good morning, Tracy.
Hello there. How are you?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Marvellous. Online too is your daughter, Zoe. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Good morning, Zoe. Welcome, show. Zoe, this is Tracy. okay, so online, you say, Tracy, you are Disney's biggest fans. You and your husband were nicknamed by relatives. Is it Sid and Nancy? No.
Oh, no.
No, Mickey and Minnie. Sorry, that's right. Yeah, you were nicknamed Mickey and Minnie back in the 80s. So tell us about your love of all things Disney, Tracy.
We started going to Disney in 1992 with the kids, and it really, it was more me than the kids, actually. And we kept going back, but we've not been for many years. And so every time I'd mentioned to the family, I said, we really want to go to Disney. And they said, we're going to have to start calling you Mickey and Minnie at this rate. You'll be more than what they are. So I just thought, okay. So it just stuck, really. So.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're big fans. You're going to be answering questions together. Zoe, are you confident you're going to know all the answers?
I hope so.
Okay, now we're not allowed to react. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that, because in front of me, I have five Disney-themed quiz questions. Answer as many correctly as you can for your chance to win. Across the week, we've been tallying up the scores, and come Friday, whoever has the high score will win. If it's a draw, there has been a tiebreak question asked to everyone who's played off air. But for now, it's time for your Disney Five. Here we go. Tracy, Zoe, who composed the music for The Lion King? Was it Bono or Sir Elton John?
The Lion King. Zoe, would you know that?
I'm not sure.
Ooh. I'd say Elton John.
Yeah.
What would you reckon, yeah?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Elton John is your answer. Okay. What is the name of the rat chef in Ratatouille? Is he Remy or Pierre?
He is Remy. I thought it was Remy, but I better ask.
Okay. Remy, we've locked that one in. Which Disney character inspired the colours of the Disney ships? Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck?
Which one were you on about? What ship?
The Disney ships in the plural. In the plural. Okay.
Mickey Mouse.
Okay, I'll put that in. In Up, which continent do Carl and Russell travel to? Is it Africa or South America?
Oh,
Zoe, do you know that one?
No.
Can you repeat it again? Sorry.
In the movie Up, which continent do Kyle and Russell travel to? Africa or South America?
Africa.
Okay, put that one in. And finally, what is the name of Simba's father in The Lion King? Mufasa or Scar?
Mufasa.
Okay, I'll go with Mufasa.
Is ticked off, locked in the bag. Tracy, Zoe, lovely having you on the show. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in. We could be speaking to you again on Friday.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where I oft say we couldn't make this show without you. And when you guys text in when we're live on air, it just makes my day. But I also caveat that with, if something happens to you throughout your day and you think Dave and the guys would love that on The Breakfast Show, you can email me anytime you like. It is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. And putting that to good use was our stable mate, Jay Lawrence. No one goes through the decades like Jay. He will be again tonight from 10 p.m. because he'd heard, but he'd kind of missed the boat on our texter yesterday, which was, did you go to school with a kid who had the same name as a famous person? So not a famous person at your school. They just so happen to have the same name as a famous person. And Jay dropped into our inbox with a voice note. Have a little listen to this.
My mum used to be a teacher, and she did come home every now and again and say that she had students with interesting names, including one Liam Gallagher, which I think, depending on like the year he was born, is forgivable, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's forgivable. This one, however, is... Maybe not. This was in the 2000s. My mum taught genuinely somebody called Indiana Jones.
Yes, Indiana Jones was taught at Jay's mum's school.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, I went to school with a Bridget Jones's Diary, but that's, I mean... Yeah, so thank you very much indeed for that, Jay.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time right now for that man there, Matt Dyson, with a thing we like to call the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What's the bonus tidbit from across all of social media you're delivering during the No Repeat Guarantee?
A lovely little video from Josh Berry, a returning favourite. He's done one about your mate who fancies himself as a DJ. This is a guy who...
That's every mate I have, I think.
And we've all met one, at least one. They got into, like, using the decks when they were at uni, and now they just... they constantly insist on DJing at every event.
I don't think we can do this. Look at Hypebeast Wonder's face. It's like you're tearing him.
Feels like I'm targeting him.
Yeah, it does.
Here's a bit of Josh Berry in action. Here he is.
I'll offer to DJ at literally any event we're at, even if it's really not the vibe.
Look, guys, the last thing I want to do is DJ.
No, that's fine.
It was a different stage of my life.
No, why don't we just all chat instead? That would be a lot.
You're going to force me, I'll do it. Fine.
Actually, people would rather you didn't.
I present my DJing as some sort of higher artistic skill, but I'm actually just pressing buttons. Rather than playing music people will actually enjoy, I decide it's much better to play incredibly niche electronic techno music to educate the people at whatever event we're at.
It's amazing. There are so many people that out there that refers to. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the Wednesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, a brand new edition of the podcast is available soon, so you can relive all of the things you may have missed. And it's been quite the broadcast. Matt, what are we going to call this edition of the podcast? The Jenny Leck or the Votey McVote face?
Oh, that was the social ammo this morning, yeah.
Standing at a whopping 3 verses.
The AI top tens are now sung, yeah.
I shouldn't have put the knees up.
Oh, that was when I was running on the spot against you and I lost.
Jude Bellingham has Key Stage 2 coming up.
The amazing cool badge story about a teacher crying after being hit in the face with a football.
And finally, with that in mind, the haunting crying on the AstroTurf.
Yes. I think it has to be that. That's a haunting Morrissey lyric, I think, yeah.
I totally agree. So the name of the podcast is Crying on the AstroTurf. On the way, Leona's going to be here with the Tea Break trivia and the information you need to enter £1 million Make Me a Winner, which is worth £150,000 today. We'll be back tomorrow from 6 a.m. in fact. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.